534. Are not such oaths specially forbidden in Holy Scripture? The Saviour says, I say unto you, swear not at all, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Matthew chapter 5, verse 34. 535. Does not this go to forbid all oaths in civil matters? The Apostle Paul says, men swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. Hence we must conclude that if God himself, for an immutable assurance, used an oath, much more may we, on grave and necessary occasions, when required by lawful authority, take an oath or vow religiously, with the firm intention of not breaking it.